Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It's so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. Amen. I praise God that knowledge is so readily available to us in this day and in this age. But so many people still haven't read their Bibles. They still haven't listened to the Word. They still don't know what the pages contain and the restorative power that is there to be had. It is so important that we be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God. And I thank you so much for joining me through a year in the Word. Today, we're reading the book of Ruth. Yes, the entire book is not very long. We're reading the book of Ruth. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and pray. We're not even going to wait this time. God bless you for being with me, though. I just always appreciate you. And I'm praying for you. Know that even when we open up each day as we go before the Lord in the reading of the Word, I pray for everyone who is listening, and that includes you. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humbly come before you, O God, recognizing, Lord, that you have all things in your hand, including us, Lord God. Our health, our strength, our peace of mind is all in your hands. Father, we submit ourselves unto you with everything we have in us, the best that we know how. We surrender. Lord God, show us day by day how to do it more, how to let go of those things, Lord God, that are hindering us, things that are destroying us, no matter what those things are. Lord God, help us to be loose of them. Deliver us on today, Lord God, from everything that has hindered us from a greater relationship with you, Lord. Heal us today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, every arrow and every attack of the enemy, Lord God, let it bounce off of us today, for no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. No weapon. It may form, but it cannot prosper in the name of Jesus. Give us peace and comfort in those words, Lord God, and let a manifestation of your Spirit go forth in the earth realm and into our lives. Let us break through and break out our many circumstances, Lord God, no matter what they are. Lord God, let a spirit of healing, a spirit of hope go forth through the airwaves, Lord God, even right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, and bring forth salvation with your mighty hand. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, lift up heads that are weary, Lord God. Lift up heads that are depressed this morning. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, energize those that have no energy and no strength and feel that they are weak. Oh, Lord God, be our strength on today. Lord God, let your power move like never before in the midst of all of these. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, but not just us, but in our families, Lord God. Let there be a revival, Lord God, that breaks out because of this reading, because of this manifestation of your Spirit. Father, bring forth revival, bring regeneration, bring restoration, Lord God. Repair every breach, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and everything that is not like you, Lord God, let it be made low. Oh, God, if you are exalted in our lives, we exalt you, oh, God. We exalt you, Jesus, we exalt you. You are our Lord and our Savior. You are the author and the finisher, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. You are glory. You are our glory. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, how could we have any glory at all except that you be present with us and upon us and moving through us and inside of us. Oh, my God, I give you glory on today, and I give you praise. Move, Lord, every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy, every attack that's come against your people on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, Lord God, every mind, every heart right now in the name of Jesus. Strength in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. Life in the name of Jesus. I speak life to your body. I speak life into your mind. I speak life into your circumstance right now in the name of Jesus. He is the life giver. He came that we might have life in that more abundantly. Lord, I give you glory and I give you praise. Bless each and every soul on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and let them feel your presence. Even right now, Lord, we need you every day and every hour for everything under the sun. We need you, oh Jesus, and we bow ourselves before you. Lord God, bless the word, Lord God, as we read. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, open our minds and our hearts to receive knowledge, wisdom, and most of all, understanding. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help us to know and to understand this history, Lord God, and even how it applies to our lives today and what we can learn from these lessons, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let your spirit go forth in us. Oh, Lord, and stir up a pure heart, a pure mind for righteousness and for truth, for justice. Oh, my God, and for your great salvation. Teach us, oh, God, the ways of your salvation each and every day. Teach us, Lord God, how to love you with our whole hearts, our whole minds, with our heart, our mind, our soul, and all of our strength. Teach us, Lord God, how to love our neighbors as ourselves, Lord God, and not to be backbiters and gossipers and foolish ones, bringing about shame to the household of faith. Father, heal us. Heal us, Jesus. Heal us, Lord God. Heal us this morning, Jesus. Heal us. Heal us, Lord God. Heal us, Lord. We need you to move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We need you to move, Lord God. Heal us, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we magnify your name. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God for every breakthrough. I thank you for healing, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. We've spoken and it is done in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for healing. I thank you, Lord, for miracles, for suddenlies. I give glory to you, oh God, for every breakthrough, Lord, that's coming through right now. I give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for moving in the midst of us, for helping us, for being that present help in the time of trouble. Lord Jesus, I give you glory. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you this morning, and I bless your name, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we humble ourselves and we honor you, Lord God. You are creator. You are hope. You are keeper. You our provider. You our strength. You our healer. You our help. Oh, God, I give you glory this morning. I give you glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, I feel chains being broken. Hallelujah. 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 Being dismantled, hallelujah, hallelujah, being disintegrated in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you glory this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, because you are an on-time God, hallelujah. I give you glory, Lord God, because you are my Lord, my Savior, my keeper, and my help. Oh, God, and I thank you every day. Hallelujah. I give you praise, oh, God. Teach us, Lord, how to do it better. Teach us, Lord, how to do it more. Lord, you said if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. Here we are, God. Here we are, oh, God. Here we are. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless us, heal us, anoint us. Hallelujah, redirect us, Lord God. Hallelujah, we thank you for it all on today. We thank you for every blessing. We thank you for redirection. We thank you for your anointing. We give glory to you for your healing, oh God, of our minds, our bodies, and our souls. Hallelujah, I thank you, Lord God, you're healing dis-ease on this morning. The spirit of infirmity has to go in the name of Jesus. Weakness must leave in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, because we are blessed, we are healed, and we are delivered. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I'm reading and you are hearing from the book of Ruth this morning. Glory to God. We continue in our journey through a year in the Word. Amen. I'm reading from the book of Ruth, And I am coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Please excuse me. Unfortunately, I'm having a little bit of sinus issues this morning. You probably can hear it. Just continue to pray for me as we go forward. Amen. But God is my healer, and I am blessed, healed, and delivered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and I give all glory and all honor to God. Thank you, Lord. Elimelech's family goes to Moab. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Then she arose with her... Naomi returns with Ruth. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. This is going in a different direction. Hold on. Hold on 1 second with me. I apologize. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you glory, and we give you praise. I'm having some technical difficulties. I'm really sorry. Please bear with me for just one moment more. Unexpected things happen, but I always have my Bible close by. Amen. I use the computer any other day, but today, amen, we're having a little trouble with that, but that's okay because we are not defeated. Amen. We have the word with us always, so we will continue. Amen. We are beginning at verse 5. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there any more sons in my womb that they may be your husband? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieves me much that for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth cleaved unto her. And she said, behold, thy
sister-in-law's gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfast-minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto his reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. Said Boaz unto his servants that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitess damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and have continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been shown me in all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid. Though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her, at mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did not eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young man, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave it to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who have not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabitess said, He said unto me also that thou shalt fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of the barley harvest and of the wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put on thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lay, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he shall tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me I will do. And she went down unto the floor and did according to all her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou, O of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman, do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth, lie down until morning. And she lay at his feet until morning, and she rose up before one knew another. And she said, Let it not be known that a woman came in. So he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon. Hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law and said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These six measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he hath finished the thing this day. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto them, unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land which our brother Elimelech. And I thought to advertise thee today, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it besides thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What what day thou buyest the field of land of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing for it to confirm all things. A man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's and of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were there in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that has come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily and Ephratah, and be famous with him, and let thy house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and went he in unto her. The Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of life and a nurturer of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which lovest thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it to her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Phares. Phares begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Abinadab, and Abinadab begot Nashon, and Nashon begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. And amen. Continue to sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. I pray you will continue journey in the word. Amen.